Back on Downtown, it's opening night for the Boston Celtics in the NBA tonight. No better person out there to talk about it than our friend John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Happy opening night. Best day of the year, John.
Best day of the year, Rich, of course. Thanks.
Well, 76ers tonight. Let's start with the immediate future and then look at the big picture. What do you think we'll see tonight? What do you expect against Philly?
I mean, it's going to be a really, obviously, interesting game. Philly is kind of reloaded. They've had a few key additions to the team, and I think a lot of people are picking Philly as an NBA, making it to the NBA Finals. So the question for Philly is, when will all of that come together? When will P.J. Tucker and De'Anthony Melton, you know, those guys, the new guys, come in and be a, you know, Montrezl Harrell, be able to kind of be a fluid, cohesive unit? Can they do that right away? Or how much time will that take? And in the meantime, can the duo of James Harden and Joel Embiid be enough to carry the Sixers to a bunch of wins early on? So I'm expecting a heavy dose of Joel Embiid, but I'm also, you know, wondering how long they're going to play Embiid, because they know that each of the past few seasons, part of the reason why they haven't been able to get out of the second round is because Embiid has been banged up. So I wonder if they're going to take it a little easier with Embiid. So I'm looking at how many minutes he's going to play, or if they're going to ride him hard, because this is also, you know, it's opening night. Not a second has been played in the NBA, and this is an important game for a tiebreaker down the road, because these are two teams that could be at the top of the standings. It's going to be so tightly packed that losing this game could actually hurt you in the standings when April comes around.
Who gets the duty for the Celtics of trying to slow down Embiid when he's in there?
I mean, that's going to fall on Al Horford. That's generally Al Horford's job. And I think the Celtics are hoping that the Sixers are going to take it easy on Embiid, because that means they get to take it easy on Al Horford, who is going to be asked to do a lot. I mean, he generally guards Embiid well, but that's taking a lot out of the tank right away in the first game of the season. So Al Horford will be the guy. And then from there, depending on how that goes, it could just be a hodgepodge of everybody gets a crack. Everybody gets a crack at fouling Embiid and slowing him down and maybe wearing him down.
Speaking of guys that teams may want to protect, how important is 36-year-old Al Horford to the Celtics' chances this year?
Yeah, I mean, he's been a huge key, and you know, we should thank the Oklahoma City Thunder for the extraordinary tank job in keeping Al Horford fresh for as long as they did. But this isn't the 30-game season that he's coming off of anymore. He came off of a very deep run. So he is hugely important. And you can say that about a lot of guys on the team. That's what makes a championship team. But Horford, especially in the first couple months of the season where there will be no Robert Williams, he's the guy. He's going to be holding it down on that back line. And those back line, those bigs are kind of defense, and the guys are going to be blocking shots. And when some of the guys that are kind of figuring out the Celtics defense mess up, and it's going to be Horford who's going to have to step up and either block the shot, contest the shot. They're going to ask him to do a lot, and that 36-year-old legs, the 36-year-old legs, he's in great shape, and it's a testament to the type of work that he's done. But Father Time, as they say, is undefeated, and at some point, you have to acknowledge that they need to dial back his minutes. So he's super, super important to this team, and they have to treat him as such.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. You wrote Boston Sports Journal that for this team to reach the finals again this year, no question about it, it's got to be a pretty extraordinary team effort.
Yeah, I just think with the aftermath of the Udoka mess, this still has to be everyone banding together. It can't just be the players. It can't just be the front office. It can't just be the head coach. The assistants have to step up in a way that maybe is more involved than other assistant coaching staffs. Mazzulla has to be open to a lot, and he has to, learn lessons quickly and be open to those lessons coming from everywhere. And maybe it is Al Horford who has seen a lot in the NBA. I think one of my biggest points about what this team needs to do to accomplish its goals is Mazzulla, doesn't have the experience, the NBA experience, to maybe see things. You and I both know that, being in any business for a while, it's easier to anticipate things. You can, instead of being reactive, you can become proactive. You can recognize when's a player, when doesn't he have it? When's he just acting differently enough where you're like, okay, maybe I'm going to go a different route with my lineups because I can see that something's going on here. I'm going to give this guy a day off. He needs some time, or maybe just I need to recognize that he needs somebody to talk to tonight. And so all of those things are hard for a person who doesn't have the experience with that level of nuance. So that's why it's going to be a team effort, because some of the guys on the bench, whether it's a veteran player or an assistant coach, a guy like a Damon Stoudemire who's played in the league and has seen a lot, those guys who have seen a lot are going to have to say to Joe, look, I see this. You might want to address that. And players have to band together. If Mazzulla screws up, they have to have his back, and they have to make sure that they're backing him up, and they're kind of fixing that problem on their own sometimes too. It's an extraordinary effort that's necessary for this team, and something that we just don't see a whole lot of.
Do you think there'll be any repercussions from the inability to get an extension signed with Grant Williams, or do we just move on and start the season and focus on basketball?
Well, when it comes to Grant, I mean, I think it's hard to say whether there are going to be repercussions, because he put out on social media, he's clearly perturbed by this. He's seen guys get big contracts and guys he thinks he's better than, obviously. So how much is this going to impact him is the real question. I think he's mature enough. I think he understands the business. He's a leader in the Players Association. So he gets that not every guy in a rookie contract has an extension for various reasons. Personally, I agree with the Celtics. I don't think I wouldn't have given him the extension either. And to spare people the complicates of any potential trades, not that I think that he is going to be shopped, but this year is going to be a weird year. Victor Wembanyama is out there as one of the transformational, generational prospects, and a lot of teams who are in the middle are going to decide potentially to tank, and that means some decent players might come available for a decent price. So the Celtics need to be prepared to pounce. And if an extension complicates a deal financially, I just don't see the need to do that. I think they could, if no deal comes along, give Grant Williams his money at the end of the season. Worst case scenario, he goes into restricted free agency and you match that offer. I don't think he's the type of guy that teams are going to go spend $20 million on. So I don't think there's a real risk of an overpay, which is a risk in restricted free agency. I think this is just a business is business, and I think Grant gets it. The Celtics get it. He's a little upset in the short term, but he just knows that, hey, I got to go out there and do my job. Winning a championship would raise everybody's price. So go out there and do what's needed to win a championship and go get your money next summer.
There you go. John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, enjoy the game tonight. Appreciate it as always, and we'll visit with you again next week.
All right, talk to you then.
John Corrales here on Downtown.